Hare Krishna, welcome to Bhakti Sangha Japa conference call. Today we are very fortunate to have His Grace Sanatana Dharma Prabhu to enlighten us on the topic of Srimad Bhagavatam, 5th Canto, chapter 19, verse number 1. Before I hand over call to Sanatana Dharma Prabhu, I request Raj Prabhu to give a brief introduction. Hare Krishna Prabhuji, please take over
Hare
the
Krishna
call.
Mataji. Hare Krishna Mataji, the name of Pranam to you, all the assembled devotees, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. There is a brief introduction for His Grace Sanatana Dharma Prabhuji. Prabhuji is a brahmachari from ISKCON Pune. He is a disciple of His Holiness Radhanath Swami Maharaj and has been preaching Krishna consciousness for more than 12 years. Prabhuji has studied B.Tech from NIT Trichy. And Prabhuji has worked as a senior manager in Tata Motors Pune. His current services include area management and project development head at areas around Pune. He's a counselor, youth and corporate preacher, congregation preacher, secretary at Voice organization, and he's also a remote mentor for NVCC Pune Temple. Prabhuji knows many languages such as English, Hindi, Tamil, Malayalam, Bengali, Marathi, Telugu, and Japanese. And Prabhuji's degrees include Bhakti Shastri, Bhakti Vaibhav, IDC, and teacher's training course. This is a brief introduction for Prabhuji. As Tiffany Mataji is not with us today, I think she is on the call. I'll humbly request devotees to turn on their videos if they can, because Prabhuji loves this, so we can get more blessings from Prabhuji. Thank you so much, dear devotees. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Mataji.
Hare Krishna, Prabhuji.
Hare Krishna Prabhuji, Dandavat Pranam, all glories to Srila Prabhupada. Thank you so much, Prabhu, for joining and giving your valuable time and association this morning. Please take over the call, Prabhu. Hare Krishna. Prabhuji, it is 5th Canto, 19th chapter, 1st verse.
Prabhuji, we can't hear him.
No, Prabhuji. No. No. Yeah, some voice is coming, but not your voice. Can you remove the headsets and try, Prabhuji, please?
Hare Krishna.
Yes, now it is perfect.
It's perfect.
Yeah, now I can hear you.
Okay, I'll just try once more.
Okay.
Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna.
Yes, Prabhuji, it's working.
It's working?
Yes.
Very good, but laugh. None of the keyboard, nothing is working. I'm just, we'll start with prayers. Om Ajnana Timirandhasya Jnana Anjana Shalakaya Chakshurun Militam Yena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Prishthaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namine Namaste Saraswate Deve Gauravani Pracharine Nirvishesha Shunyavadi Paschata Desha Tarine Vancha Kalpataru Bhyascha Kripa Sindho Bhya Evacha Patitanam Pavanibhyo Vaishnave Bhyo Namo Namaha Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shri Vasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama 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 Hare Hare Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pangham Langayate Girim Yatkripatam Aham Vande Shri Gurum Dinatarinam Shri Chaitanya Mishwaram Paramananda Madhavam. Hare Krishna. Somehow I am somewhere out, and that's why the settings took a little bit time. But I still humbly request some of you to turn on videos. That's very important. You all know that. Those of you who have been associating together for quite some time now. And we definitely know, at least you know my weakness, that I need Vaishnavas' blessings and mercy in the form of their videos, without which I don't feel inspired. So please. Okay. Some of them have given some compassion. They've appeared. Thank you. All right. So now we have successfully completed the 5th canto, 18th chapter, where the different residents of Jambudvip, they are offering their prayers. And now we are proceeding ahead to the next section. All right. That is the next chapter, which is 5th canto, chapter number 19. So that is something we are going to be discussing now. So let's see. So 5th canto, 19th chapter, 1st shloka. Shri Shuka Uvacha, Kim Purushe Varshe Bhagavantam Adi Purusham Lakshmanagrajam Sita Bhiramam Ramam Tacharana Sannikarsha Bhirataha Parama Bhagavato Hanuman Saha Kim Purushe Avirata Bhaktir Upasate. Can someone read the translation for me?
Hare Krishna. Translation, Srila Sukadev Goswami said, "My dear King, in Kim Purusha Varsha, the great devotee Hanuman is always engaged with the inhabitants of that land in devotional service to Lord Ramachandra, the elder brother of Lakshmana and dear husband of Sita Devi." Thank you so much, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna. So every Varsha we are going to, we are seeing that everybody is engaged in bhakti. So Krishna has appointed one of his Mahabhagavad devotees as the leader of a particular Varsha. Yes? Just like Srila Prabhupada allotted different GBCs to different parts. He would send some devotees. Yo, Samal Krishna Maharaj, yes, go to China. Yes, Vishnujan Maharaj, you go here. Yes, Suhotra Maharaj, you go there. Sudama Maharaj, you go here. So like that, Srila Prabhupada distributed. He gave Param Puja Jayapataka Swami Maharaj, "You take Mayapur. This is the land of Mayapur. Take it, develop it, and enjoy it." That's what Srila Prabhupada told Param Puja Jayapataka Maharaj. So we find here like this, just that Srila Prabhupada allotted the different tracts of land for the purpose of expansion of Krishna consciousness to his different confidential servants. Similarly, Lord has appointed his confidential associates in different tracts of Bharatvarsha. It's of Jambudvipa. So one may wonder, what is this? We are seeing that everywhere bhakti, because other than Bharatvarsha, the tract of land, which is the southernmost tract of land, all other Varshas are actually meant for enjoyment. Yes. They are called Upashesha Bhogasthali. That means those of them who have some remainder of enjoyment, they have some enjoyment remaining from their heavenly quota. Some little more pious credits are remaining. Now those cannot be enjoyed in heaven, so they come to these places to enjoy. But where is the enjoyment? We are finding bhakti everywhere. That is because Bhagavatam zooms into only bhakti. So Bhagavatam knows where to zoom in and how to inspire the readers. Imagine the Bhagavatam would say, okay, here is where these people are enjoying, that is enjoying, this is a different ways. And then the focus, it is distracting. It's very distracting. Because today morning, I was reading the 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam. 10th canto of Srimad Bhagavatam, chapter 1, I was reading that. And there Srila Prabhupada writes something very amazing. You know what Prabhupada writes? Srila Prabhupada said that actually the Lord has created this entire material world for the purpose of doing bhakti only, nothing else. That is the purpose. He has created to do A, B, C, D. D for, yes, there has to be manushyas and demigods. Parasparam bhavayantaha. It is demigods will get yajna from the human beings, and the demigods will give all the ingredients and resources to the human beings. There is a interdependence culture. D for demigods. C for cows. Now, cows will provide us with milk, and milk is very much required to nourish the brain tissues, to create spiritual inquiries, and also And the cows, they give out milk, which eventually gets converted to ghee, and one can perform yajnas. Then B for Brahmanical culture, B for Brahmanas. And A for the root, who is absolute truth. So Vedic culture means absolute truth, Brahmanical culture, cows, and demigods. This is the entire unit. This is one unit, which is very much essential to have this Vedic culture. And this is the purpose for which Lord has created. But whenever, because 10th canto speaks about the advent of Lord Krishna, right? So whenever the leaders, the political leaders, or whenever the kings were appointed, they do not follow this ABCD. There is an inconsistency in this ABCD. The inconsistency in ABCD is called Dharmasya Glani. So when that happens, then Krishna has to appear personally. Yes, Krishna will personally appear and he would rectify the situation. So what we understand here is Krishna has put his confidential associates, like in this, which Varsha is being spoken here? Kim Purusha Varsha. Kim Purushe Varsha. What is the meaning of Kim Purusha? Kim Purusha? Hey? Is this a Purusha? Is this a man? Because when you look at Hanuman, in one sense, Hanuman is called Hanuman. An English person would pronounce it Hanuman. There's an old joke. Yes? An American boy was asked, who's your hero? He said, Superman. Yes, Superman. Yes. Another British guy was asked, who's your hero? He said, Batman. An Indian boy was asked, who's your hero? He said, Hanuman. So, the hero of the heroes is Hanuman. So, Hanuman. So, when you look at them, their bodies are actually like human beings, but they have faces like that of monkeys. And normally monkeys don't talk. How many of you seen monkeys? Do monkeys talk? No, they make sounds. They make sounds like this. They don't talk. They make such sounds, right? On the other hand, do you find monkeys talking? Because they are not the monkeys, ordinary monkeys that we find in Vrindavan who take away the specks. No, they are not those monkeys. They are Vanara race. There's a different race altogether. Vanara. Again, Nara means human, man. And Vanara means, are, what kind of man? Similarly, Kim Purusha. What kind of Purusha? Kim Purusha. Are these men or are these monkeys? What are they? They're talking like men. They look like men, but they have monkey features also. Kim Purusha. So this entire planet, this Varsha is called as Kim Purusha Varsha. Bhagavantam Adi Purusham. So in the tract of Kim Purusha, Supreme Personality of Godhead, whose original cause, Adi Govindam Adi Purusham, is Govindam Adi Purusham. Lakshmana Agrajam. Agraja means elder brother. Like Krishna is sometimes called as Gada Agraja, because Krishna has a younger brother called Gada. He has a younger brother called Gada. So Gada Agraja. Krishna is called as Gada Agraja. Rangam Gatasna Agraja. Gada Agraja. So Krishna came along with his elder brother Balram. Rangam Gatasna Agraja. So Krishna along with Agraj, his elder brother, came to the Rangbhumi. The place where there was this wrestling match arena. So that is where he came. So the Agraja means elder brother. So Lakshmana Agraja means what? The elder brother of Lakshmana. Who is he? Yes, Lord Ramachandra ki jai. Yes. Great, correct. Again, Sitabhiramam. Sitabhiramam. So Lakshmana Agrajam, Sitabhiram. See, Lord is all, Lord loves to be called not by his marriage. He, of course, you call him Ram, he's happy. But he loves to be called along with his relationship with his devotees. So normally in the altar of Ramachandra, you will find Sita, Rama, Lakshman, Hanuman. All four are there in this shloka. Yes? Sita, Ram, Lakshman, Hanuman. So Lord loves to be called and associated with his devotees. So Lakshmana Agrajam, next Sita Abhiramam. Sita Abhiramam means who's a beloved of Mother Sita or the husband of Mother Sita. Sita Abhiramam. Sita Abhiramam, Ramam. So who is he? Who's the deity? The deity, the main deity. Sometimes people call as the Dham is the deity of the Dham. Who is the Dham deity? Deity in that particular Dham or deity in that particular area. Yes. Yes. So that is Kshetra. Kshetra, deity in the Kshetra is Ramam. So what is the meaning of Rama? Rama means one who is the supreme enjoyer. Ramayati iti Ramaha. One who supremely enjoys the service of his devotees one who supremely enjoys the company of his devotees, one who supremely enjoys the loving exchanges of his devotees is called as Rama. Yes, so such Rama. Tat charana sannikarsha abhirata. Abhirata is very important. Again, see here, Hanumanji. Now, we know this Navida Bhakti, right? Shravanam, Kirtanam, Vishnum, Smaranam, Pad, Sevanam, Archanam, Vandanam, Nasam, Sakyam, Atma, Nivedanam. Hanumanji is known for what? What is Hanumanji known for?
Dasyam.
Is Navida Bhakti.
Dasyam.
Yes, Dasyam. Perfect. He is known for Dasyam. Very bold. So, Tacharana Sannikarshabhirataha, which means he is always engaged in serving the lotus feet of the Supreme Lord in Dasyam. Now, this word Abhirata is very important. Abhirataha means always, continuously, moment after moment. If you look at Krishna consciousness, when we speak about the definition of bhakti, Savai Pumsam Paro Dharmo Yatho Bhaktir Adhokshaje Ahaituki Apratihata. Ya Bhaktir Purushottam. So we talk about Ahaituki Apratihata Yayanatma Suprasidati. So this Ahaituki means without ulterior motives. And Apratihata means continuously. What to do if we have ulterior motives? At least aspire to do it continuously. Thank you for the wonderful Vigraha. I am able to see Hanuman in the hands of the daughter of Her Grace Vinita Gandharvika Mataji. She has brought Ram, she has brought Sita, she has brought Hanuman, she has brought Lakshman also. Only thing, order, you can slightly change the order. Sita Devi should go that side. Sita Devi that side. And yes, correct. Yeah. Actually, now it's correct. Perfect. Hari Bol. See how conscious. She's Hanumanji should. She's changed the order completely. It's okay. Not a problem. It's all right. Hari Bol. No, it's okay. Actually, it's Hanuman, Lakshman, Ram, then Sita. So Hanuman always stands at the lotus feet of Lakshman. Lord Ram always stands in the center. And Sita Devi, the Shakti, always stands closer to the heart of Lord Ramachandra. The Prakasha Tattva, Balram Tattva, they come from the right side of the Lord. And the Lord Shakti comes from his heart, left side. And Hanuman is always surrendered to Lakshman. It's not that he doesn't love Sita, he is surrendered to Lakshman. But through Lakshmana, he approaches Lord Ram. Okay, no problem. Your bhav is accepted. So this Abhirata, Param Bhagavato Hanuman. So here, the Param Bhagavato, the Supreme Bhagavata, or the great celebrated devotee in the entire universe. Actually, Hanuman is celebrated throughout the whole universe for his service attitude. Param Bhagavato, Bhagavato Bhagavan, Hanuman, Saha Kim Purusher Avirata Bhaktir Upasate. So again, once more it is coming in the Saha Kim Purushai, that means along with the other residents of Kimpurusha. So there are other residents, but there is a main resident. Who is the main resident? Hanuman. So he is the main resident who is inspiring all others through his bhakti. That's why it said Hanuman and others. Well, like what we say, Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita, Gadadhara, Srivas, Adi Gauru Bhaktivinoda. Then there are so many other Vaishnavas, there are so many Vrindas, so many groups. But these five are very prominent. So we say, so and so, and etc. Others. So Hanuman has great prominence because of his great, wonderful devotional service attitude. And again, once more, Aviratha this comes. Avirata means continuous. Avirata bhakti upasate. So you would always, each time you go to click, Hanuman, where is Hanuman? He's serving Lord Ram. Where is Hanuman? He's serving Lord Ram. So sometimes you call up a person. How many times it has happened that you called up somebody, but somebody else picks up their phone? Hello, can I talk to so-and-so? I was expecting so-and-so to speak to. Oh, this person, he's just gone out, left his phone and went. We may say that sometimes. Or says, oh, this person, you wanted to connect to this person? Well, this person is busy in another meeting. He's told he'll call you back. So similarly, each time you call Hanuman, you dial Hanumanji's number. Sorry, this number is busy in service of Lord Ram. Please call later. And every time you would call Hanuman, Hanuman is always busy in serving Lord Ramachandra. Wherever you want to find, Hanumanji is always with service. I'd like to just narrate a pastime of Hanumanji. and a service attitude. Once what had happened was Hanuman was to do so many services, so much so that Sita Devi and Lord Ram never got any personal time together. The whole purpose, actually what happened was, Lakshmi ji requested Narayan as she was massaging the feet, that actually, I have a desire. And my desire is that I want this particular, I have a desire that I want to enjoy personal pastime with you. And come on, Lord Narayan said, come on, you are continuously massaging my feet. This is personal pastime. I said, not like this. I want personal association. And Lord Narayan said, who else is there around us? She pointed towards Ananta. She said, see, with so many eyes, he is glancing on.
Hare Krishna.
Can you hear me? You're back.
Now you're back, Prabhu, yes.
What is the last thing I spoke?
There are so many eyes of Ananta Sheshwara.
Yeah, there's so many eyes of Ananta Sheshwara blinking and looking. Where is the personal space? So I want an exclusive personal time with you. Lord Ram said, all right, you will get it in the earth. And she reminded the promise. Come on, you told me this promised personal time. Now this, she was wondering, this Hanuman, this monkey, he's taken away all my personal time. He's always surrounded with Lord. And he's always doing all the services. So when the new service allotment happened. Now the service allotment board is actually with Lakshman. Yes, he allots all services. He's the committee. And Sita Devi goes to Lakshman. He says, Lakshman, he says, yes, mother. He says, I want you not to allot this Hanuman any service. Say, mother, he is the person I count upon. Anything which nobody agrees, he is the person who immediately comes. He is my crisis manager. He is my emergency number, emergency dial number, hotline number, whatever you call it. He is always there for me. And you are telling him not to. I said, no allotment means no allotment. You are not supposed to allot it. Lakshman said, I will try my level best. But this guy is so smart, somehow he will sneak in. He said, Dad, you don't worry. You have to be smarter than him. And I'll make a list of all services and allot it to everyone. So Hanumanji walks up to Lakshman and says, so what's my service? Lakshman says, it's put up on the notice board. Go and watch it. So he goes to the notice board, looks for his name and doesn't find his name. He goes to Lakshman and says, what have I done? Have I done something wrong? Have I offended you in any way? Why haven't you given me any service? He says, actually, all services are taken care of. You don't have any service. And when you don't have any service, imagine you are in Hanuman's place. You would say, yes. Thank God, finally I'm relieved. I don't have any service. But Hanuman was devastated. He was miserable. He felt his life had no meaning without service. So he just doesn't leave the board. He keeps looking, he keeps looking, he keeps looking. And then he goes up to Lakshman and says, aha, I have a catch. So what is that? Lakshman said, what is that? Come on, I've done brainstorming so many times. You can't catch me now. He said, no, you have missed one service. Lakshman said, impossible. I've covered all services, everything. I'm Supreme Lord. I have intelligence. Yeah. Said, yes, the service is something that Raj Prabhu has displayed on the notice board. What is it? Snapping the fingers, then Lord yawns. Snapping fingers. Lakshman said, come on, this is not, do you call this a service? Said, yeah, Lord yawns, I want to snap fingers. Lakshman said, all right, I'll add that service. And next time Sita Devi goes to room, she was rest assured she'll get private space. But she was shocked. She saw Hanuman right there, smiling like this and standing there. Said, and what are you doing here? Said, Maya, I've got a very special service. What is the special service? Snapping the fingers service. Said, hey, what bogus logic is this? Call Lakshman. Where is the Lakshman? Said, I'm not coming. I don't want to be cursed. So he said, because of Lord Ram can yawn anytime. And each time he yawns, I have to be there with him. So I'll always be with Lord Ram. Yes, this is the best service I got. My God. And Sita Devi became so upset. She just told Hanuman, get out from here. Just get out. I don't want to see your face. Out. And then Hanuman went away. And then as Hanuman left and went, Lord Ram yawned. I was continuously yawning. And the yawning was not stopping. Clueless. So they called all the family members came. They were trying to say, Ram, just try to close your mouth. He said, not happening. They called the best of the doctors from the best universities to come there. Yes, postdoctorates. Please come, do something. And they're he's not able to do. And finally, the solution that Sita Devi could think of to call Hanuman back. And when Hanuman came back, he saw the Lord yawning. He snapped his fingers. Lord's mouth closed. So this is something that we have to aspire for. Continuous service. Somebody's playing my recording, that's why. Zoom classes being played there. It disturbs, right? Yeah. So we have to learn this from Hanuman. Personally, I had gone to Hampi Kshetra. Hampi is the place where near the Pampa Sarovar, there is Hampi Kshetra, there's Kishkindha Kshetra. That's a place where big stones and boulders, they were all kept there to make the bridge across the Lavan Sagar to go to Lanka. And when we visited there, personally, I found a great role model in Hanuman. There's a personal, everybody can derive great inspiration from all Vaishnavas, all Mahabhagavatas. So Hanuman became a role model. One reason, he's a brahmachari, so am I. So that was one thing. Brahmachari, strict brahmachari he followed. He went to Lanka but never got agitated. Second, constant chanting of the holy name. Sri Ram, Jai Ram, Jai Jai Ram. Before he would do anything, he would always chant the holy name. And you would see, always see him. Usually monkeys are very, very disturbed, agitated, and just going from one place to another, loitering around here and there. But this is the monkey you would find very silent, serene, calm, cool, collected. Why? Because of the chanting of the holy name. He had so much of faith in the transcendental chanting of the holy name. And third one is Hanuman's service attitude. His service attitude to constantly render service and never take breaks. So this is what makes Hanuman a personal role model for me. All right, we go to the next sloka.
Ashti shenena sahagandharvair anugiyamanam paramakalanim kalyanim Bratra Bhagavat Katham Samupashrunoti Swayam Chedam Gayati.
Can someone read?
Can I read, Prabhuji?
Please.
Hare Krishna. A host of Gandharvas is always engaged in chanting the glories of Lord Ramachandra. That chanting is always extremely auspicious. Along with Arshiti's Shena, the chief person in Kim Purusha Varsha, Hanumanji, constantly hears those glories with complete attention. Hanuman chants the following mantras. Hare Krishna.
Thank you. So, Arshti Shenena. He's a chief. He's one of the chiefs of Kim Purusha Varsha, as we can come to know. Saha, along with there, Gandharvair Anugiyamanan. How many of you studied music? Western classical music, something. Some music of some form. Okay, I can see some of you have studied music. If you study music, you will have a knowledge of a scale. Yes, there's a scale. Do, re, mi, fa, sol, la, ti, do, or you call it sarigama, padanisa. That's a scale. And this scale forms an octave. There's an octave. From do to do is an octave. So an average human being can sing within the range of probably 2 to 2.5 octaves. But Gandharvas, they can sing in 8 octaves. They have a very wide range. 8 octaves. They can catch all the notes in a grand piano. That's the kind of range they have in the singing. And Gandharvas sing very, very sweetly. They can sing to whatever they can. They are very wonderful voice. They have the perfect rhythm. They have the perfect pitch while singing all this. So the best of the Gandharvas were engaged in Anugiyamananam Paramakalyanim. That means this, they created a very auspicious environment. So we understand that auspicious environment is generated when we have the devotees singing. Once, there was a person who wanted to deliver a gift to Lord. So he went to Lord. and ask the Lord, Lord, I want to deliver your gift. May I know your postal address? Then somebody spoke from the audience. It is Vaikuntha. So Lord answered, Naham tishtami Vaikunte. No, I don't stay in Vaikuntha anymore. My God. Lord doesn't stay in Vaikuntha. That's what we hear. Lord stays in Vaikuntha Lok. Naham tishtami Vaikunte. I don't stay. Okay. Then probably he has expanded himself in the heart of all the yogis and all the people. Yoginam hridayeshuva. He said, I don't stay even in the hearts of yogis. My God. Another contradiction. Lord doesn't reside in Vaikuntha. He is not residing in the heart of his devotees or yogis. Where is he then? Yatra gayanti mat bhakta tatra tishthami narada. Hey Narad, please tell that person who has come, who is asking for my address, that wherever my devotees are chanting my glories, yatra gayanti mat bhakta, wherever they are singing my glories, wherever they are singing my holy names, there I reside always. So now even Srimad Bhagavatam is actually a song. The shlokas we are singing. Yes, the lecture that we are going ahead with. This is also singing the glories of Lord. This is called Kirtanam. So when Kirtanam is happening, Lord is always there. He's always there. So yatra gayanti madbhakta, tatra tishtami narada. Yes, so the constant chanting of the holy name or the holy fame of Lord is something we need to understand. It is paramakalyani. It's most auspicious. Bhartra, Bhartra Bhagavat Katham. Yes, Bhartra. Bhartra is the master. And Bhagavat Katham is the pastimes of the Supreme Lord. So the glories of the master and glories of the Supreme Lord. This is constantly sung. Yes. Samuppashrunoti. And what is there? Samuppashrunoti. Shrunoti means to hear. Samuppashrunoti means to go near and hear with rapt attention. Now, Srila Prabhupada also recommends the Bhagavatam has to be heard with rapt attention. So, Hanuman would hear with rapt attention. This is another quality of Hanuman which is mentioned here. Apart from the three I told you before, Hanuman would hear the Bhagavatam with rapt attention because he has so much of taste in the Srimad Bhagavatam, in the glories of the Lord. And then Swayam Chedam Gayati, and he also sings. See, who can do good kirtan? Who can glorify the Lord nicely? A person who hears nicely. There's a person who hears nicely can glorify nicely. In fact, Srila Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur, the first quality that he ever noticed about our Srila Prabhupada is that, yes, I have seen him. He hears nicely. He doesn't go away. Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur had taken all his disciples for Rajamandal Parikrama, and then it was announced that there is a darshan of Shesha Sai Vishnu. The devotees can go to the darshan of Shesha Sai Vishnu, or else Bhaktisiddhanta Thakur would give class. You all can stay in it and hear the class. So most of them went for darshan, and only a handful of them stayed back for the class. And when they were coming back, Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur was asking them, so how was your eye exercise? Yes, normally how you take darshan? From bottom to top, like this. Take darshan. Like this. You take darshan of Vigraha, right? So you are asking them, how is your eye exercise? Because without hearing, your darshan is simply an eye exercise. On the other hand, Srila Prabhupada was Abhay Charan Day that time. He was trying to hear with rapt attention. He said that Bhaktisiddhanta Saraswati Thakur's philosophy was very hi-fi philosophy. It was very, very difficult to comprehend. And his vocabulary, the English words that he was using was something which was not able to, he was not able to comprehend that as well. But still, he was making an effort to hear with rapt attention because he knew that the sound vibration which is emanating from the lotus mouth of a pure Vaishnava is definitely purifying. It purifies. Yes. So this is Sudha Kanalina. This particular lotus mouth of a pure devotee, it emanates all the saffron dust particles. Smritin punar vismrita tattva vartmanam yogi nam no vitarat telambari. So Bhagavatam says that as soon as this stuff, whether you understand Bhagavatam, don't understand, be attentive. Sometimes some concepts may be very, we may not be very technical, we may not be very philosophical, we may not understand. No problem. Still we should hear with rapt attention. I've seen sometimes in India, some of the families coming, they may not know English, but they still sit and try to hear. There's one lady in our audience. Every Friday morning, we have the Chaitanya Charitamrita class. So today morning, we had the class. There would be one, and the class is in English. Yes, the community lectures normally are in Hindi, the vernacular language. But here we find this particular Vaishnavi who comes. She's a very old lady. Without fail, she's always there in the temple. Without fail. Whether the weather is fair or foul, she's always there. Whether it's raining, it's scorching heat, she's always there in the morning program. She would hear with rapt attention. She would be the most attentive. But she doesn't know a single word in English. No. She's accustomed to speaking Hindi. But she hears with rapt attention. Why? I asked her why. She was fully convinced that Prabhuji, she told in Hindi, that if we hear with rapt attention, then Krishna is captured in our heart. I said, perfect. You're captured the essence of the entire Krishna conscious philosophy. She's a very old lady. She must be in probably just touching 80s. But still she comes. She makes it up. She walks and comes. She sits and she hears with rapt attention. So this is what Hanuman does. Samupashnoti. Hearing with great attention. Hearing with great attention means to just set aside everything else. There is nothing existing. It's just me and the Srimad Bhagavatam. Just the two of us. That's called rapt attention. Forget everything else. Forget all other things. Now this is very difficult to do. But if you could do it, that's why Parikshit Maharaj, what did he do? He's just, as soon as the news came, he got a letter. Shamik Rishi's son, Sringi, has cursed you to die in 7 days. You read the Bhagavatam. What is said there? Parikshit Maharaj became very happy. Jai! He was so happy. When somebody comes and tells you're going to die, who's going to be happy? He was very happy. Why? Because he was very clear that now I'm going to just spend my time to hear Bhagavatam and nothing else. So he delegated all his responsibilities to his children and just walked with a loincloth. Nothing else. He just walked with a loincloth ahead to the banks of Ganges, sat there and attentively heard Srimad Bhagavatam with nothing else. And his attention was tested several times. But he kept hearing. Yeah. We'll go to the purport. Purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada ki jai. In the Puranas, there are two different opinions concerning Lord Ramachandra. My God. So Puranas are contradictory? If there are two different opinions, are they contradictory? No, it's not contradictory. Whenever we hear such truths, we need to understand that there is something called Kalpabeda. Kalpabeda. Kalpabeda means in different days of Brahma, there can be different Purana. Something might have happened in this day of Brahma. Something might have happened in the previous day of Brahma. Something prior to that. Yes, Puranas will always speak the truth. They never ever bluff. They have beyond the four defects. Yes, they don't lie. One of the defects we have is tendency to make mistakes, tendency to cheat and to lie. So Puranas are beyond these four effects. They are never going to be illusion. They don't have imperfect senses. So whenever we see such kind of contradictions, we may see many times, even in Bhagavatam, some of them do get confused. Come on, did Varahadev lift the earth? Or did he fight with Hiranyaksha? Or he was continuously lifting the earth and fighting with Hiranyaksha? What is correct? All may be correct. All may be correct. There is someone called Shweta Varaha. Shweta Varaha is that incarnation who went and lifted the earth, who is white in color. There is Rakta Varaha, who is reddish in color, who fought with Hiranyaksha. Both of them appeared in this Kalpa, this day of Brahma only. One appeared in the Swayambhu Manvantara, Swayambhu Manu's Manvantara, and one appeared in Chakshush Manvantara, the Manvantara prior to this. So there can be even that kind of difference. Lord can appear multiple times. If you go to a place called Ahobilam, there are Nava Narasimhas, nine Narasimha deities. And each one of them have appeared in different ways. Sometimes Narasimha would fly and come. He would fly from the sky and come. Sometimes he would come from a pillar. The Jwala Narasimha comes from the pillar. Yes? So there are different ways in which Lord can appear. So each pastime has appeared. These nine Narasimhas are all these Narasimha devas who have appeared in different kalpas, the different days of Brahma, and they have come to that kshetra to meditate, to become cool. They come to cool down. So this is another pastime of the Lord. Yes, another pastime. So that he would like to cool down. Come on, cool me down. So Lord can do that. Okay, so we go ahead. Next. In the Laghu Bhagavata Amrita, this is confirmed in the description of the incarnation of Manu. Vasudevadi Rupanam Avatara Prakirtitaha Vishnu Dharmottare Rama Lakshmana Dayakramadami Padmetu Rama Bhagava Narayana Itaraitaha Cheshas Chakram Chasankascha Kramat Syur Lakshmana Dayaha Madhyadeshe Stita Yodhya Puresya Vastita Smrita Mahavaikuntha Loke Cha Raghavendrasya Kirtita. Hare Krishna. So what is spoken here? Vasudeva Adi. Vasudeva Adi means Vasudeva Sankarshan Pradyumna Anirudh. They are called Chaturvyuha. Vasudeva Adi Rupanam Avataraha Prakirtitaha. So very popularly, what has happened is Vasudev and these four Chaturvyu, Vasudeva Sankarshan Pradyumna Anirudh, these four of them, they have come as Vishnu Dharmottare Rama in Vishnu Dharma. The scripture called Vishnu Dharma in the Uttara. It is said Rama comes as Vasudev, Lakshman comes as Sankarshan, yes, Bharat comes as Pradyumna, and Shatrughna comes as Anirudh. Kramadi. Kramadi means system. Kramadami, systematically, one after the other. So this is spoken in Vishnu Dharma. So the scripture called Vishnu Dharma says that this, have you seen these four Chaturvyuhas? Vasudev, Sankarshan, Pradyumna, Anirudh. They are only Rama, Lakshman, Bharat and Shatrughna. So this is one scripture. That is also true. The second scripture, Padme. Padme tu, but. Tu means but. So in the Padma Purana, it is said Ramo Bhagavan Narayana iti. That means Ram is actually Narayana. And Iritaha Sheshas Chakram. Yes, Shesha, Iritaha Shesham, Chakrascha Sankascha Kramat Syur Lakshmanadeha. Lakshman is Anantashesh, the Narayana's bedstead. And Adeha, which means Chakra is Bharat and Shankha is Shatrughna. So Kramat, that means systematically, one after the other. So this is another opinion. So Padma Puran says that Ram is Narayana, Bharat is the Chakra, Lakshman is the Anantashesh, and Shatrughna is the Shankar. So now they are the different weapons of Lord with different paraphernalia. Lord along with paraphernalia appeared. This is also correct. Yes, this is also correct. So what is it? Madhya desha sitodhya pure asya vastita smrita mahavaikuntha lokecha raghavendrasya kirtita. Yeah. So this is spoken here. We need to understand this particular manner that Baldev Vidya Bhushan Acharya, he says, Tattadidam Kalpa Bhedeneva Swayam Swabhavayam. So this means this in different days of Brahma, the different kinds of appearances can happen. Yes, different appearances in different Kalpas, the different days of Brahma. In some millenniums, they are Vasudev Sankarshan Pradyumna Anirudh. In some millenniums, they are Narayana Shesha Chakra and Shankha. So this is what we understood. Kalpa Bhed. We already saw this. The difference in the different days of Brahma. Last line. The residence of Lord Ramachandra on this planet is Ayodhya. Ayodhya. You know what is the meaning of Ayodhya? What does Ayodhya mean? Yuddha means fight. Yodhya means which can be conquered by fight. And Ayodhya means which can never ever be conquered. A city which can never be conquered is called Ayodhya. So I will not get into details of Ramayana, but if you go to the Ayodhya Kanda, there is a section of Ramayana called Ayodhya. After Bala Kanda, there is Ayodhya Kanda, the second book of Ramayana. So in Ayodhya Kanda, the first chapter describes how Ayodhya looked. It describes the length and width of Ayodhya, 100 cross 120 yojanas. That's the length and breadth. It describes very wonderfully how Ayodhya had the security, how it had the fortress, what kind of weapons were used, the fine first class archers were there, the people who were very expert at even throwing knives. No, aim and throw knives. Now people played for darts. We call it darts now. But originally there was knife, aiming and shooting with knife. Swordsmen, best of the horses, best of cavalry, elephantry, all of this is described in Ayodhya. So Ayodhya means a place sketch which can never be conquered. They are called Ayodhya. One can never conquer this place, Ayodhya. So that is still there in Ayodhya. How many of you have been to Ayodhya? Oh, really? You all should come. Please come. Ayodhya Dham. Ayodhya city is still existing in the district of Faizabad, which is situated on the northern side of Uttar Pradesh. Yes. So in UP, we call it UP, Uttar Pradesh. That's a place where we still have this location of Rama Janmabhumi, Ayodhya. Correct? I would like to tell you another pastime because we have time. Something connected to these four brothers. Okay. What had happened was when Dasharath performed a yajna, he performed the yajna through a very, very pure brahmachari called Rishyashringa. Rishyashringa also happens to be the son-in-law of Dasharath Maharaj. His daughter Shanta, Shanta's husband is Rishyashringa. So Rishyashringa comes and performs a Putra Kamishta yajna, a particular sacrifice which will evoke the blessings of Lord, and thus a child would be born. Putra Kamishta Yajna means specifically the son. So Dasharath Maharaj had many wives. How many wives did Dasharath Maharaj have? You have any idea?
1,000.
Achha, you heard 1,000. I have heard 353.
Three. 353.
This is what I have heard and I have read also. So how 353 is, each time Parashuram used to come to annihilate the Kshatriyas, he used to go and sit in the marriage. He used to get married. Why? Because Parashuram had a policy. He wouldn't come inside a marriage ceremony. He wouldn't interrupt the marriage. So Dasharath would get a WhatsApp. Parashuram on the way. Finished. Immediately he would get married. So that's how he had 353. Three were principal queens. Kaushalya, the eldest, Sumitra, and then Kaikeyi. Kaikeyi he considered her to be his dearest. Why? Because she had rescued her. She had saved Dasharath's life two times. And that place where she saved the life of Dasharath Maharaj is in Pune. It's there. And our center, Bhakti Yoga Kharadi, is about just 25 kilometers away from that place. It's called Chakhan. Chakhan, the place came because Dasharath Maharaj's wheel, which is called Chakka, that's the wheel, that got trapped in that particular place, Chakhan. So it started here. Who is Shanta's mother? I'm not sure. I'm not committing. Not sure. It's there in Bhagavatam. 9th canto is there. So, we find here that this Vishnu Murti, Narayana himself came. In Treta Yuga, when the Yajna is performed, Lord would himself come to accept the Yajna when it is done with a very pure heart. You have a pure Ritvik. Ritvik means a priest. When the Ritvik in 400 form, he accepted the Yajna and he gave Payasam. Payasam is a sweet which is made out of milk. It's called pious because pious means milk. So he gave the paisam, and this paisam was divided into four parts. And now one part was accepted by Kaushalya, two parts were accepted by Sumitra, and one part was accepted by Kaikeyi. And as soon as they consumed the paisam, they were impregnated. They got pregnant. Kaushalya delivered a boy on the Navami. Ram Navami is the 9th day, around in the noon time, 12 o'clock. She delivered a boy, Ramachandra, Rama. Then Kaikeyi delivers another boy, whose name is Bharat. Yes, he comes. And Sumitra, she delivers a child, two children, twins, Lakshman and Shatrughna. Because she drank two poets, she drank the half of the portion. But there was a problem. There was a problem. It's not mentioned, it is there. The problem is both Lakshman and Shatrughna, these two babies, they were continuously crying. They were continuously crying. So Sumitra did not know what to do. So she went to check out. She went to check what happened to, she went to the eldest of the queens, Kaushalya, and asked, what is up with you? Kaushala said, even my son is crying. She went to Sumitra. Sumitra said, my son is also crying. All were crying. So all four were crying. They were crying. So what did Sumitra do? She said, let me do something. So she picked up one boy, Lakshman, and kept Lakshman near Lord Ram. And as soon as that was done, Lakshman and Ram started smiling and they became very happy. They were smiling. They were laughing. They were so jubilant and very happy. And what happened next? If you want to hear that, you have to turn on your videos. Yeah, I'm serious. If you all turn on videos, I will explain. Because some of you silently just pushed off. Don't do that. Please don't leave me like this. Thank you. Thank you. You're back. So I'm watching. I'm going to spare you. Okay. Coming back. Then what she did, the other two children were also crying. So she picked up Shatrughna and kept Shatrughna near Bharat. And now even Bharat and Shatrughna started smiling and laughing. They started smiling. They were so jubilant. So there's a deep lesson behind this pastime. See, when Lord performs even a small, because Lord is crying, why does Lord have to cry? In the advent of Krishna, do you ever find Devaki having labor pains? Do you ever find Krishna coming out and crying and waking up? Devaki saying, shh, comes, mama would come, uncle comes, would come now and kill you. Stop, don't cry, shut your mouth, finger on the lips. She never said that. Because Krishna started coming, he was ready-made God, ready-made baby. Hair was grown, jewelry was there, dress was there, everything ready-made. Didn't have to do anything. And he started talking also. Normally babies don't talk in that age. He was even talking God. And he was talking in what voice? In a very deep voice, like an adult. Yeah, that's how he was talking. Correct? So everything was available. Now coming back, we need to understand there's a deep lesson behind this. We have the four Purusharthas, namely Dharma, Artha, Kama and Moksha. So these Purusharthas are represented by these four brothers. Yes? Ram represents Dharma or religiosity. Lakshman represents Artha, economic development. Shatrughna represents Kama or sense gratification or desires. In that matter, you can even call it karma means desires also, or sense gratification. And Bharat represents moksha. So if you keep karma and artha together, that's what is happening in today's society. People have forgotten the two purusharthas, dharma and moksha. They're only having economic development and sense gratification, artha and karma. So you keep artha and karma together, you are going to cry. And that is why today's society is miserable. Because these are the only two things that people are doing. Economic development and sense gratification. So when these two things, artha and kama, are together, they cry. Then what we should do? We should separate artha and kama. Although they are brothers, correct? Blood brothers, but still, their position is to serve. If you see, throughout the entire Ramayana, Lakshman and Shatrughna are known for their service attitude. So Lakshman should serve Ram. That means Dharma should be served by Artha. So our money, our economic development should go in the propagation of Dharma. Yes? To the propagation of Sanatana Dharma. That's how we should be spending our economy. Country's economy should be given in spreading Sanatana Dharma, the eternal religious principles. Ama should serve moksha, which means what? Which means our desires should be tending towards, we should have spiritual desires or desires that lead us beyond this world. Our desire should be, our planning should be, our whatever we deliberate upon, it should all be how to exit this world. That is moksha. So when this is done, then we have a happy society. How to engage our resources and how to engage our mind. Two sutras. We do this. See, Ramayana, a simple pastime of Ramayana gives us so deep lesson. And if society of today were to apply even 1% of this, we would find that this place would become Vaikuntha. Not hell, as it is right now. Correct? So, Artha should serve Dharma and desire, the kama should actually serve moksha. One more or we end? We have time for one more. I have one more to speak. Should I? More videos then. So I'll demand videos. I can't demand anything else. Some more videos, then I'm going to give one more. All right. One concept. It's not a pastime. Rajpur, you have to turn on the video, not off. He switched it off. We know you're so excited that it was on. He wanted to make it more on, full on. That's nice. Thank you. Good thought. All right. Lord Ram is a very renowned soul. Tatva Sure Tastva Sudushchada Surepshita Raja Lakshmi Dharmishta Arya Vachasam Yadagadaranyam Maya Mrigam Daita Nipsita Manvadavat Vande Mahapurushate Charanaravindam. So this verse comes in the Bhagavatam 11th canto, which is equally applicable for Krishna, Rama and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, all three of them. So Lord Ram was so very renowned. As soon as he was told by Pitura, the Pichura Vachana Nirdeshat Kaikeya Priya Karanat. So this sloka comes in the Ramayana. Right? Lord Ramachandra was instructed. Rama Rajam Upasitva. Yes. Praveshtam Vana. He gave up the kingdom. He's a supreme enjoyer. He gave up his kingdom and went to the forest immediately. Even after his father left the body, he said, all the more I have to follow his vow. Because it is very important who we are, what we are, how we follow the instruction after Guru leaves. Yes, while Guru is there with us physically, we are all Haribol, very excited. And Guru goes little bit some other place. Come on, we become relaxed. So the real test is, what do we do in the absence of Guru? Similarly, Lord Ramachandra, he said the test of a character of a person is how adherent is that person to the vows when the person whom in front of whom we made the witness and taken the vow leaves us. So all the more I cannot come back. Although he was invited by Kaikeyi herself. Kaikeyi came and she said, I am telling you, my boy, please come back. It was me, Kaikeyi. Vachana Nirdeshate. No, it was Kaikeyi, my words, which provoked your father to act like this. Said, nothing doing, mother. Vow is a vow. Prana jaye par vachana na jaye. I can give up my life, but not my vows. And he went to the forest for 14 years and lived there a life of a mendicant, the supreme enjoyer, number one. But more renounced than Ramachandra is Lakshman. Lakshman is even more glorious. Why? Because Lakshman did not even take his wife. It is said, Lakshman called Nidra Devi, the goddess of sleep. And usually Nidra Devi comes in Bhagavatam class. That's a favorite place to stay. Whenever Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya, this is actually a ring that goes to the Nidra Devi that will have to come here. That's an invitation. She's there. She comes immediately. And by the time the third Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya is very feeble. First is loud. Second is medium. The third one is very feeble. We don't hear only. Why? Because Nidra Devi has blessed everybody. I hope she is not here. If Nidra Devi has not blessed you, please turn on your videos. If your videos are off, I would think that Nidra Devi has showered her complete mercy on you. So Nidra Devi, he invokes Nidra Devi. And she says, see, now Lord Ram is out of Ayodhya. I want to serve Lord Ram fully, so you don't come near me also. And Nidra Devi says, where do I go? She said, you go to my wife, Urmila. You go to her and you make her sleep. So Urmila slept for 14 years. And Lakshman did not sleep for 14 years. Because his quota of Nidra Devi, she went to his wife. So Lakshman left his wife and served as a brahmachari. Yes, exclusive service to Lord Ramachandra. So he's more glorious. But more glorious than Lakshman is Bharat. Because he rendered service in separation. Lakshmana was doing service in union. He was there with the Lord. And serving with the Lord. He always had the Lord. But glorious than service in union is service in separation. So Bharat was serving Lord Ram in separation. He was serving him and he was falling much. He never slept on the floor. Why? Because Lord Ramachandra is sleeping on the floor, on the bhumi. How can I sleep equal to him? So he dug a pit and he used to sleep inside the pit. He would say that Lord Ram would be eating Kandamoola. These are all roots and berries available in the forest. I cannot eat so opulently. I have to reduce my standards. So he would take barley, not dry barley, along with cow urine. That was his diet. Very, very austere. That's okay. And he never went. He stayed in Nandigram. He never left the place. He never went to Ayodhya. Lord Ram will not go to Ayodhya. I will also not. I'll rule from here only. So service and separation. But even more glorious is Shatrughna. Because he had adopted the mood of the servant of the servant. And Prabhupada says this is the sum and substance of Srimad Bhagavatam. There's a shloka by Vidurasur. Aham Hareta Vapade Kamula Dasanudaso Bhavitasmi Bhuyaha Manasmaretam Supater Gunaste Grinitava Karana Karotukaya. So purport to this verse is very small. It's a small purport, but it's a heavy purport. I'll give you all a homework. Those of you who wish to read it can definitely read this. This, I think, is 6.11.24. Just go through this. Krishna. How to do the search? Your keys work? I know there's some lock. Okay, I guess I have to guess the number. It's 6.11.24.
24, Prabhuji.
Correct? Okay.
Yes,
Prabhuji. Sometimes my guess is correct. So 6.11.24. Read that shloka and read this. So Prabhupada says this verse is the sum and substance of our Krishna consciousness movement. This is the sum and substance of Bhagavatam. What is that? Dasanu daso bhavitasmi bhuya. The mood of the servant of the servant. And this was exhibited by Shatrughna. Yes. Hare Krishna. So let us aspire to at least be a servant first. And then we can talk about servant of the servant. That's a very lofty aspiration. We'd like to conclude here and take if there are any questions.
Hare Krishna, Prabhu. What a beautiful class, Prabhu. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for making us laugh with the scriptures this morning too. What a very beautiful class too. I loved your ABCD of absolute truth, Brahman, cows and demigods. Very beautiful. I was usually with association book reading, but it's another ABCD that we have. And then certainly Hanuman. Oh, there is a lot more. Way more, I know. Then the idea of I think Marvel heroes must have came from Hanuman, because you know our scriptures have invented aeroplane for first, because you should get some idea before inventing something. And who has heroes like Hanuman and you know
X-Men, they say, na? X-Men, they're actually Kim Purusha.
You said that Hanuman is Brahmachari and Brahmachari. And Hanuman is constantly chanting, and Prabhu, you are constantly chanting too, because I love your program. I see on YouTube all the time, Ek Baat, Seedhi Baat Prabhuji Ke Saath. So that's a very, very inspiring program, Prabhu. Thank you for your services for that too. And you certainly said that we should put our artha in the surface of Sanatan Dharma. But today, Sanatan Dharma itself is teaching the conditions of like us.
I'm so. Sanatan Dharma Das. I'm a servant of the eternal religious principles.
So, thank you so much, Prabhu. Very beautiful class, Prabhu. Again, such an excellent class. Thank you so much, Prabhu. There is already Anita Mataji with her question. Mataji, please go ahead. Hari Bol.
Yes, Prabhuji. Hare Krishna. Thank you, Prabhuji, for such a wonderful class. So it was very live and it kept us. Thank God Mitra Devi didn't come, because your class is so live, actually. So thank you so much. Because you make us active by saying all this, all such stories, and you make the Bhagavadam class in a comic way, in which we are very interested to hear. So, Prabhuji, my question is like, there are two Varahas you mentioned. Yeah. So I just want to know whether Shweta Varaha was appeared in Chakshusha Manu period, and after that Rakta Varaha appeared in Swayambhu Manu period. Hare Krishna, Prabhuji was close to.
Yes, he might be coming back soon.
Hare Krishna.
He will be back, Mataji. Please, please wait.
Yeah, he's okay. Using some other, he's in some other place. Hari Bol Antaranga Mataji.
Prabhuji, maybe we can go to someone else if they have a question and come back.
Dear devotees, if anybody has any questions, meanwhile we wait for Antaranga Mataji.
Prabhuji, there are some questions in the chat.
You can take this one, whatever.
Radha Krishna Prabhuji has asked a question. Okay.
I can take one more question, Prabhu. I have another program also.
Okay, thank you so much, Prabhu. So we'll take this question from Radha Krishna, Prabhu. I remember you told bodily side and soulful side of Krishna consciousness life. But what is your say about situation I am which not in my hand? So situation when we are, the situations are not in our hand. That's what probably Prabhu is going to ask. And I cannot fight my desire as we believe every situation is Lord behind. So Prabhu, you read it.
Okay. So now, what exactly to do when situation is not in our control? Yeah. Yes. First of all, this material world makes us realize we are not the controllers. Although our mind doesn't give up. The mind always tries to be in the zone of being a proprietor, controller, enjoyer. Yes. On the other hand, we need to understand the material world will definitely purify us, give us this experience that we are not the controllers. This is from the beginning. Like for example, here, the power supply went off and then the net connection got disrupted. We are not the controllers. And so I had to appear from somewhere else. We are not the controllers. Yes, I would like to spend more time with all of you, but I have to go for another program. We are not the controllers. So every single time we get this experience. But it's only thing is that unless we are in touch with Bhagavatam and Shastras, we will not be awakened to this realization. Yes, we will not be awakened. Because do you think materialist feels the material world is enjoying? No, he's also suffering in this material world. But devotees are awakened to this realization. Why? Because they are in contact with the absolute truth. So situations are never ever in our control. Situations are always in Krishna's control. And if we think we are in control, like how Hiranyakashipu thought, Ravana thought, then we are sadly mistaken. Then we are all the more going to experience nice pounding by Mayadevi. So now what do we do? There's only one thing we can do. That is do our duty. And duty means it is twofold. One thing is given the needful. Number two, our duty towards God. Now let's look at Vasudeva and Devaki's episode. See, a person, Bhagavatam says a person should preserve one's life based on one's intelligence and strength. So when Kamsa arrested Devaki and was about to kill her, Vasudev could have pulled out a sword and fought with Kamsa. But he didn't do that because Kamsa was much superior and powerful. Number two, that was Kamsa's territory and he had entire army at his beck and call. That would have been a stupid decision. So he decided to rather fight with him through his intellect. So situation was not under his control. Yes, but at the same time, he tried to have a technique. This technique is called as Sama Dama Beda Danda. Now, there's no time to explain this technique. You cannot read that Bhagavatam. I was reading the 10th canto, first chapter today morning. That's why it's very fresh. So I got this example. So situation was not under his control. But still, he did his best. He did his best. And then somehow he tried to convince Kamsa to leave Devaki. Yes, so when we try our best, then definitely Krishna will give us the right intelligence. And number two, for us to perform our best, we have to be in touch with Krishna before. So if we are in touch with Krishna through the chanting and through Bhagavatam, then our best will come out. We cannot expect a very fabulous performance by an athlete if the athlete has not done the groundwork, the practice, the sprints before. We cannot expect such a high class performance. So we have to be prepared for the worst every time. So Bhagavatam classes that we come, the association of devotees that we take, everything is a preparation for the final examination, which is death, which is surely not under our control. We don't know.
So we are preparing for our death. So life is a preparation and death is an examination. So you're preparing for that. I hope principally I could answer. Thank you so
much. Very beautiful answer, Prabhu. Very beautiful answer. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a practical and beautiful answer. Like a player, you know, you start practicing and then Krishna is there with us. We all know that. Thank you so much, Prabhu. Such a beautiful class. There are so many comments in chat box thanking you for your beautiful class.
Prabhuji, one small question that Antaranga Seva Mataji was asking, like why Hanumanji is in Kimpurusha Varsha? Because it's the place of enjoyment, you said.
We need preaching to happen there as well, right? Prabhupada, where did you go to preach? So we need that part. We need devotees and preachers everywhere. So Krishna has done that. That's how I started my class. That Krishna has placed devotees everywhere. He's given facility for the entire universe to practice bhakti. Yes. So that way, why is Prahlad there in Sutal Lok? Because their preaching is required there also. Lord has kept Prahlad so that he remains. He's Prahlad is in two places. Prahlad is given dual citizenship. He's in Harivarsha and he's also in Sutal Lok. He's there in both the places, inspiring people to do bhakti. So don't the Kimpurusha Varsha as a residence required bhakti? They might have gone to it. But definitely they need bhakti, right? So Prabhupada, why did you go to America? To break the misconception that you are not the enjoyers. You're the servants of Krishna. Right? So thank you. And we go to malls for book distribution. How many of you go to malls for book distribution? I go. Why do you go to malls? Why? Because that is where enjoyment is. The people go to enjoy and they're going to get frustrated really soon. So we give them the Gita. We don't go to the people who are going inside the mall. We go to the people who are going outside. Because they go inside with great expectation, but they come out with complete frustration. So that is the time they purchase the book. Haribol.
Haribol.
We even go to bars, not to drink, not inside, outside. People who are getting in, those are getting in who are sober actually are not sober. In fact, those who come out, drunk people, they pull out even 500 rupees, 2000 rupees notes and they give and take the books. So preaching is required everywhere. That's the whole point.
Thank you so much.
You are like Lord Nityananda going
with the Mataji, not me, devotees. I'm a very soft spoken person. I stay with some bold devotees, I be with them. Hare Krishna. Thank you. I'll take a
look. Thank you.
Thank you for this opportunity that every one of you are giving me to do some humble service. Please allow me to proceed ahead. I'll see you all soon. Thank you very much.